This is Senator Al Simpson. With a $4 trillion plus national debt, isn't it really time we finally give the president the power of line item veto? In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, the deeper the federal government plunges into debt, the more the Congress fails to do anything about it. America is now over $4 trillion bucks in the old sump hole. We spend out over $200 billion bucks a year just to pay the interest. That's more than we give to food stamps, student loans, WIC programs, stealth fighter, and AIDS research combined. If we didn't have this mind-boggling interest payment, just think of the real tax cut we could give to the taxpayers. Ted, don't you honestly think it's long overdue time to give the president the authority to veto spending by line item? It works just fine in over two-thirds of the states with governors who are Republican and Democrat alike. If you really do care one whit about the economy, you'll finally bend your frame on this one.
Al, I'm for the line item veto, but it's not about to happen because it's an excessively partisan issue. Granting the line item veto power to the White House would be a significant concession by Democrats in Congress to a Republican president. So most Democrats are against it. That's short-sighted. The line item veto has worked well for many years in the states, and it makes sense as a way to deal with the massive federal deficit. Under current law, the president must sign or veto bills as a whole. With a line item veto, he could reject individual provisions without killing the whole bill. Congress would be protected, since we would still have the right to override the veto. But you right-wingers are too impatient. You can't get Congress to approve the line item veto, so you've urged the president to use it anyway. Bad move, Al. A worthwhile end doesn't justify an unconstitutional means. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on Real Education Reform. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.